This is the Wikipedia page for Steven Seagal. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right, everybody, or Steven Seagal will karate chop you with his jet black hair. Steven Seagal is quite the character, but when I heard about this story about Steven Seagal, of which we are going to end the episode with, I had to read it. So we're not going to read his whole page. There's lots of shenanigans in the Steven Seagal page, but we are going to focus on Steven Seagal and then some of the allegations that have been made against Steven Seagal. Not all of them are funny, but the last one is pretty funny. Okay.
That's right. Like your average TikToker, make sure you listen till the end.
Great. Here we go. Steven Seagal. This article is about the actor and martial artist Steven Seagal. For the animator professor, see Steve Seagal. For the comic book writer, see Steven T. Seagal. Steven Frederick Seagal, born April 10, 1952, is an American-born actor, screenwriter, and martial artist, a seventh Dan black belt in Aikido. He began his adult life as a martial arts instructor in Japan and eventually ended up running his father-in-law's dojo. He later moved to Los Angeles, where he had the same profession. In 1988, Seagal made his acting debut in Above the Law. By 1991, he had starred in four films.
In 1992, he played Navy SEAL counterterrorist expert Casey Ryback in Under Siege. During the latter half of the 1990s, Seagal starred in three more feature films and the direct-to-video film The Patriot. Subsequently, his career shifted to mostly direct-to-video productions. He has since appeared in films and reality shows, including Steven Seagal Lawman, which depicted Seagal performing his duties as a reserve deputy sheriff.
Why did you start calling him Seagal? It's Seagal.
But look at how his name is spelled.
Yeah, but we've been saying Steven Seagal the whole time, and then in the last sentence you changed his pronunciation to Seagal.
I was only saying Seagal because you had his name mispronounced in the spreadsheet as Seagal.
You can't pronounce things in the spreadsheet. They're just written down.
Okay.
Seagal is a guitarist and has released two studio albums, Songs from the Crystal Cave and Mojo Priest, and performed on the scores of several of his films. He has worked with Stevie Wonder and Tony Rebel, who both performed on his debut album. He has been involved in a line of therapeutic oil products and energy drinks. Seagal is an environmentalist, animal rights activist, and supporter of 14th Dalai Lama Tenzin Gyatso. He is a supporter of Vladimir Putin, to whom he once referred as one of the greatest living world leaders. He was granted both Russian and Serbian citizenship in 2016. In 2018, he was appointed Russia's special envoy to the U.S.
From 1996 to 2018, multiple women accused Seagal of sexual harassment or assault.
Steven Seagal.
Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while you figure out what this guy is all about.
Thank you for listening to that message, Wiki listeners. Time for a little more Seagal action. We're moving down to allegations, starting in 2017 allegations. Here we go. 2017 allegations. In 2017, actress Portia de Rossi accused Seagal of sexually harassing her during a movie audition. De Rossi alleged that during an audition in Seagal's office, he told her how important it was to have chemistry off screen before unzipping his pants.
Oh.
Yeah, dude, he's not cool.
On an April 18th appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Katherine Hagel alleged on the final day of shooting for Under Siege 2 that Seagal told her that he had girlfriends the same age as the 16-year-old Hagel. Kimmel responded by displaying a photo from the film's promotional tour showing Seagal's hand on Hagel's chest while they posed for a photo. On November 9th, 2017, Dutch model Fabiola Dottis posted a statement on her Instagram account stating that she also had been sexually assaulted by Seagal years earlier.
2018 allegations and investigation. On January 15th, 2018, actress Rachel Grant publicly accused Seagal of sexually assaulting her in 2002 during pre-production on his direct-to-video film, Out for a Kill, stating that she lost her job on the film after the incident. In February 2018, the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office acknowledged that it was reviewing a potential sex abuse case involving Seagal. In March 2018, Regina Simons publicly claimed that in 1993, when she was 18, Seagal raped her at his home when she arrived for what she thought was a rap party for the movie On Deadly Ground.
2020 Federal Securities Violation Settlement. On February 27, 2020, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission announced settled charges against Seagal for failing to disclose payments he received for promoting an investment in an initial coin offering, ICO, conducted by Bitcoin 2Gen, B2G. Seagal was promised $250,000 in cash and $750,000 worth of B2G tokens in exchange for his social media promotions and a press release in which he wholeheartedly endorsed the ICO, which violated the anti-touting provisions of federal securities laws. Without admitting or denying the SEC's findings, Seagal agreed to pay $157,000 in disgorgement, representing the actual payments he received for his promotions, plus pre-judgment interest and a $157,000 penalty. Seagal also agreed not to promote any securities, digital or otherwise, for 3 years. Disgorgement is defined by Black's Law Dictionary as the act of giving up something on demand or by legal compulsion.
Yep, he was disgorged. Victim of attempted extortion. Steven Seagal became embroiled in a legal case involving film producer Julius R. Nassau after Nassau attempted to extort Seagal. Nassau produced 7 of Seagal's films, beginning with Marked for Death in 1990. The two became best friends, according to Seagal, and formed Seagal-Nassau Productions together. Their relationship became strained, however, and their partnership ended in 2000. Believing that Seagal owed him $3 million in compensation for backing out of a 4-film deal, Nassau enlisted members of the Gambino crime family to threaten Seagal in an attempt to recoup money Nassau allegedly lost.
Gambino family captain Anthony Cissone first visited Seagal in Toronto during the filming of Exit Wounds in October 2000. In January 2001, Primo Casarino and other gangsters picked up Seagal by car to bring him to a meeting with Cissone at a Brooklyn restaurant.
Chacon.
Oh. At the meeting, Chacon bluntly told Seagal that he had a choice of making 4 promised movies with Nassau or paying Nassau a penalty of $150,000 per movie. If Seagal refused, Chacon would kill him.
Seagal, who later claimed that he brought a handgun to the meeting, was able to stall Chacon and escape the meeting unharmed. Chacon and Casarino again visited Seagal at his home in Los Angeles the following month. In the spring of 2001, Seagal sought out another mobster, Genovese crime family captain Angelo Prisco, to act as a peacemaker. He visited Prisco in prison at Rahway, New Jersey, and paid Prisco's lawyer $10,000.
On March 17, 2003, Casarino and Chacon and others were convicted of labor racketeering, extortion, and 63 other counts under the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. Seagal testified for the prosecution about the mobster's extortion attempt. Nassau pleaded guilty to the charge of extortion conspiracy in August 2003. In February 2004, he was sentenced to a year and a day in prison, fined $75,000, in order to take mental health counseling on release from jail.
What?
That's a thing that happens for sure.
To white people.
Yes. In January 2008, Nassau agreed to drop a $60 million lawsuit against Seagal for an alleged breach of contract when the two settled out of court.
Here's the part that I wanted to read. Conflicts with stuntmen. And by the way, Steven Seagal, if you haven't been listening, is a real tool. So don't feel bad for him in this section. Conflicts with stuntmen. Seagal has been accused by former stunt performers who have worked with him, including Kane Hodder, Steven Quadros, and Jean LaBelle of intentionally hitting stuntmen during scenes.
Additionally, while serving as stunt coordinator for Out for Justice, LaBelle allegedly got into an on-set altercation with Seagal over his mistreatment of some of the film's stunt performers. After the actor claimed that due to his Aikido training, he was immune to being choked unconscious, LaBelle offered Seagal the opportunity to prove it. LaBelle is said to have placed his arms around Seagal's neck, and once Seagal said go, proceeded to choke him unconscious, with Seagal losing control of his bowels.
LaBelle was requested to confirm the onset incident publicly in an interview with Ariel Helwani in 2012, but he avoided answering the question, albeit implying that it was true. He was quoted as, "When we had a little altercation or difference of opinion, there were 30 stuntmen and cameramen that were watching. Sometimes Steven has a tendency to cheese off the wrong people, and you can get hurt doing that."
On the other hand, when Seagal was asked about the incident, he directly denied the allegations, calling LaBelle a sick, pathological scumbag liar. And offered the name of a witness who could prove LaBelle had fabricated the entire story. The claim garnered a heated response from LaBelle's trainee, Ronda Rousey, who said that Seagal was the one lying and declared, "If Seagal says anything bad about Jean to my face, I'd make him crap his pants a second time."
Way to go, Ronda. Authentic or not, the reports of this incident led LaBelle to be counted in 1992 as an additional member of Robert Wall's Dirty Dozen, a group of martial artists willing to answer to a public challenge made by Seagal. LaBelle, however, declined to participate, revealing the feud with Seagal was hurting him professionally. He did, however, criticize Seagal for his treatment of stuntmen and left open the possibility of a professional fight if Seagal wanted to do it.
Allegations of mistreatment towards the stuntmen have continued throughout Seagal's later career, with both stuntman Peter Harris Kent, Arnold Schwarzenegger's stunt double, and Mike Leader publicly criticizing his on-set antics. Actor John Leguizamo also claimed that during rehearsals on Executive Decision, in retaliation for laughing at him, Seagal caught him off guard and knocked him into a brick wall. Michael Jai White, who acted with him in a number of movies, stated that he routinely hit stuntmen and that he was known for it. He said that they just accepted it. However, he stated that Seagal never hit him. Why was he just going around hitting stunt people?
Because he's a d-
Yeah, apparently.
That's Steven Seagal's story. He's a jerk. He is assaults women. And he poops his pants. Steven Seagal, what a legacy.
Apparently.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Steven Seagal.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it's super helpful. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button while Steve Seagal poops his pants.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.